Sin, an offense against God. It is said of St. John Chrysostom that Arcadius, emperor of Constantinople, instigated by his wife Eudoxia, wanted to punish the saint. Five judges proposed five different punishments. Banish him to the desert, said one. Rid him of his property, added another. Chain him up in prison, said the third. Take his life, said the fourth. Finally, the last judge said to the emperor, If you banish him to the desert, he will be happy, knowing that he is with God wherever he goes. If you rid him of his property, you do not take it away from him, but from the poor. If you chain him up in prison, he will kiss the chains. If you condemn him to death, that would be opening the gates of heaven for him. Make him sin. There is nothing he fears more than sin. We ought to ask ourselves if, like St. John Chrysostom, we fear sin as the worst evil. We are born with the inclination to sin. Man is born with original sin, deprived of grace, and although this sin is forgiven in baptism, the disordered inclination of concupiscence remains. The will is weakened and the intelligence darkened, and what is more, the world tries to seduce us with illusory goods, and the devil tempts us. These various instigations to evil, be it from within or from without, we call temptations. We can resist temptations. God permits temptation in order to test us. Jesus Christ himself wanted to be tempted by the devil, but he fought the temptation off. Get away from me, Satan. With God's grace, we can always conquer temptation. When temptation comes, we ought to pray and resist. To pray, following the advice Christ gave us, watch and pray so that you do not fall into temptation. And resist courageously, fleeing from the occasions of sin and from people who provoke us to sin. Sin is the result of consent. Often we do not listen to our Lord's warnings, and we consent to the evil of temptation. We offend God, going against his will, breaking God's law, knowingly and voluntarily. In other words, we sin. Committing sin involves three essential elements. Firstly, that the act in itself is bad, or is believed to be bad. Secondly, knowledge that if one consents, it is an offense against God, because it goes against his will. Thirdly, consent to the evil, by doing what is bad, or omitting the good that ought to be done, although knowing that in so doing we offend God. Sin can be either internal, in thoughts and desires, or external, in words and deeds. Mortal sin is a grave offense against God. The primary condition for mortal sin is the breaking of a serious precept or commandment. When mortal sin is committed, one offends God gravely. He has declared his will for us, knowing what is best for us, and we despise it with full freedom. The gravity of the offense against God depends on the gravity of the violated precept. Furthermore, mortal sin also backfires upon man because he loses the life of grace, ceases to be a son of God, and becomes worthy of hell. Therefore, one has to get out of the condition of mortal sin by going to confession as soon as possible. Meanwhile, one ought to make a perfect act of contrition, that is, show true sorrow for one's sin out of love for God, and not simply for fear of hell. Venial sin is a mild offense against God. At times, without ceasing to love God, the Christian succumbs to his passions in matters that do not go completely against the commandments, yet are displeasing to God. Or if a serious precept is transgressed, it may be done without full knowledge or without full consent. In this case, the sin is called venial, or a mild offense, because one does not lose the state of grace or of friendship with God. However, it does weaken one's supernatural life and puts one in danger of committing mortal sin. Although venial sin does not deserve the punishment of hell, it nonetheless requires purification in purgatory. Because of the offense against God that venial sin implies, and the further damage that it might entail, we ought to be determined to avoid any venial sin. Above all, we must abhor deliberately committing a venial sin. God pardons us in his mercy. Knowing that God in his mercy does not abandon man, not even when we have offended him, ought not to move us to take sin lightly, but rather it should give us hope and move us to convert. He waits for us patiently in the sacrament of penance in order to forgive us, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, as the Apostle St. Peter teaches. Resolutions for Christian life. Fight vigorously against sin and against temptations that provoke one to sin. Pray the act of contrition or a similar prayer every night, asking for the forgiveness of one's sins.